I'm pretty sure you're going to love.
Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow reaching a high of 29, Johannesburg 27, Mbombela 28. President Cyril Ramaphosa addressed the World Economic Forum today, attempting to prove that the government of national unity in South Africa is successful.
We were able to set up in exactly 4 weeks, when many other countries, particularly in the global north, take up to 1 year, and we did it in just 30 days.
The Minister of Electricity and Energy, Khosienso Ramokopa, is also there. He highlighted how unstable political environments have deterred investment in some African countries. He stressed the need for stronger democratic practices to build investor confidence in Africa and called on African leaders to prioritize governance reforms to help the continent become a more competitive player in the global energy economy.
And that's why we're having this conversation on the continent. They need to ensure that we're able to entrench, deepen democracy. And we have seen that there's been a number of elections that have taken place on the continent.
Speaking about international matters, Deputy President Paul Mashatile says South Africa has not yet decided whether to support the introduction of a common BRICS currency. Speaking at NEDLAC's annual labor school in Pretoria, he noted that discussions around the proposed currency aim to facilitate trade and reduce reliance on the US dollar. He did, however, caution that South Africa's economy remains heavily dependent on the dollar, urging careful consideration of any decisions related to trade and currency matters.
If you look at trade between South Africa and the West, those are the countries that we have very big trade with on a daily basis.
Back on home soil, the Film and Publication Board says online safety should be incorporated into basic education to protect children from sexual harm. The FPB is collaborating with the education department and other stakeholders to promote awareness. Concerns have been raised about the increase in cases of adults charged for the creation, possession, and distribution of child sexual abuse material. The Technology and Platform Monitoring Executive, Ephraim Clarko, says internet users are becoming younger, making them vulnerable to sexual predators.
We need to, as parents, as the community, ensure that children are aware of how to behave online, the consequences of taking images, taking videos, because sometimes they're innocently taking these videos or images, but you never know where those images or videos are going to end up on.
For more on the suggestion, visit jackranfm.com, click on news. And finally, the first French woman to be promoted to the rank of general in an armed forces career, Valerie André, died today at the age of 102. During her career, she's been deployed as a doctor, parachutist, and helicopter pilot, and she obtained her parachutist diploma in 1948. Her story is also on our website. For Jackran FM News, I'm Marlene Fischer. From myself and the rest of the team, have a good evening.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jackran FM.
We're going to kick off this 30 minutes with Morgan Wallen last night, some Art Matthews, Kelly Clarkson, and more. You can check it out on jacarandafm.com.
Last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was I last night. I kissed your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I say shit I don't mean, but I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was.